Lives of the companions, radiallahu anhum. Lives of the companions, radiallahu anhum. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Please recite after me الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
Respected viewers of Madani Channel, we once again welcome you in our program, Lives of the Companions. In this program, we talk about Seerah of a particular Sahabi Rasul. And today, inshallah, we'll be talking about Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala. Great personality, ever graced the face of this earth. So inshallah, Azza wa Jal be with us from start to end, immense amount of knowledge, inshallah, you'll be learning. But before we proceed towards our topic of the day, let's make few good intentions. As by Shaykh Tariqat, Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad, Ilyas Attar Qadri Da'amat Barakatuhu Al-Aliya has given us a beautiful mindset. We should make good intentions before we perform any permissible task or any good deed. I am presenting this program. I can make this intention that I will deliver this program for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're watching, you can make this intention. You will watch from start to end. You'll remember what you learn, act upon, and pass this knowledge on to others. Remember as many good intentions as you can add, the higher the reward you can attain. Respectfully, we also ask your family members to come and sit in front of Madani Channel's TV screen and watch this program. As we are going to talk about a great personality, Sahabi Rasul, companion of the Prophet, Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala. And insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Asim Abbas Bhai, Muballigh of Dawat Islami, joins me here in this program. Let's go towards him. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
MashaAllah. Wasim Abbas Bhai, how are you doing?
Alhamdulillah, okay? Ala kulli hal.
Respected viewers of Madani Channel, today, as I earlier said, we will be talking about Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an. Wasim Abbas Bhai, great personality, MashaAllah, a personality, the name we normally hear a lot whenever the hadith of Rasulullah is narrated, is mentioned, and many ahadiths, they have been quoted, narrated by Sayyid Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, and a personality who was amongst Ashabi Sufa, subhanallah, and a personality who remained in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu probably one of those Sahaba Kiram who spent the most time indeed in the Sahaba of Rasulullah. He's amongst them. Initially, I would like to request you if you could shed a bit of light upon his introduction, brief introduction, who he was, from which Kabila tribe he belonged to, and then inshallah we'll proceed accordingly.
SubhanAllah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Rizwanabi Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, an illustrious, a renowned, an acclaimed companion of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, who's known for many expertise, many excellences and many virtues, whether you want to talk about his knowledge, whether you want to talk about his love for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, whether you want to talk about his piety, from many perspectives, we see how many excellences he radiallahu anhu possessed. And the main and fundamental reason for all this is his company with in the court of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And you mentioned he was amongst the Ashabu Sufa, and even amongst those companions who were amongst the Ashabu Sufa, he was someone who spent the most time in the court of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and he was someone who knew other Sahaba of the Sufa as well and what their ranks were. Whenever the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam would want to call anyone amongst them, he would ask Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu to call
together
them. And Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, subhanAllah, his unique memory, his unique wisdom, his unique quality of imparting knowledge, the passion that he had possessed for imparting knowledge, that was also second to none. And all these attributes which he attained, it was because of the blessings of the company of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and the love for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam that he possessed within himself. And day and night, he had the bounty of beholding the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and he quenched his thirst through the manifestations of prophetic beauty. And yet, His yearning for seeing the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam did not decrease even in the slightest. The more he would behold the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, the more yearning and eagerness he would develop to behold the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam even more. So when we talk about Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, his introduction, we know that he's famous with the name of Abu Huraira. Yeah. But many viewers of Madani Channel perhaps wouldn't know that Abu Huraira wasn't his name. Although he's famous with this name, but this wasn't his name. This was the kunya, the patronymic name that the Prophet ﷺ had given him. In regards to his name, there are approximately 30 opinions mentioned regarding his name. And the most famous one, the most authentic opinion, which is deemed as most authentic, is either Abdullah or Abdurrahman. According to one opinion, it is stated that the name of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu is Abdurrahman bin Sakhr, and he was from the Dawes tribe of the people of Sufa. And in order to satiate himself from the fountainhead of prophetic knowledge, he endured hunger and poverty, which is the reason why he's considered to be from those noble Sahaba who narrated hadith of the Prophet ﷺ in abundance.
MashaAllah, Wasim, just to pause here and to mention the reason of the kunya he got from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Before we proceed to other dimensions of the life of Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, it is narrated, and the summary of this narration is that as you said, that there is a difference of opinion among the name, and one of the reasons that people forgot his original name and they remembered him with the title of Abu Huraira, his patronymic, the kunya, became very famous because this kunya was given by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he was fond of cats and he loved cats. And once he was seen by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a cat in his sleeve. And Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam saw him in this state, and Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam said, Ya Aba Huraira, Allahu Akbar. And this beautiful kunya, when Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned with his blessed tongue once, then after that people, they remembered him with this title, which was given by Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Probably he would have loved the most him being called with this kunya. And that is one of the reasons ulama have mentioned that people, they forgot his original name and they remembered with the kunya granted by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is one of the reasons the Sahaba kiram, they loved anything which they got from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Likewise, it is the case of Sayyidina Ali Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajahu al-kareem. Right? He loved his kunya Aba Turab more than other kunyas or his own kunya. Right? But subhanAllah, why? Because it was given by Rasulullah
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this also shows the love that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam had for Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, because you give such beautiful titles to someone whom you love. So we're talking about the love of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, but at the same time, this denotes the love that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam had for Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. So the slave loving his master is one thing, Allah, but the master loving his slave is something special and extraordinary. And Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu is amongst those fortunate slaves of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam who had this honor, this privilege, where he was also dearly loved by the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in return. Now, when we talk about Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu further, and we look at his seerah, his biography, we found him to be a devout, ardent devotee of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And it's stated that he radiallahu anhu took part in the expeditions such as Khaybar and Hunain during the lifetime of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and again during the caliphate of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. A great issue arose in those days of apostasy, where many tribes they apostatized. And during that time, he radiallahu anhu also participated in these expeditions as well to end this very tribulation that arose. And due to these very specialities of his, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, the second caliph of the believers, he appointed him as the governor of Bahrain as well during his own caliphate. So Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, from every perspective, we see him to be an ardent devotee of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, who had sacrificed everything of his, every desire of his, upon the command of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and he would remain amongst the Ahlus Sufa. He had complete disinterest from this world, and he prioritized staying amongst the people of Sufa, staying amongst the people of poverty, staying amongst those who are destitute, but those who are in the service of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And this is how he spent his entire life, and this was the essence of his seerah around which His entire life revolved. And this is one of the reasons why he was held so dear by the Prophet ﷺ as well, and why we're talking about his excellences today, and his mention will carry on till the Day of Judgment.
SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah. Nasim, ask me, when we talk about Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, and one dominant feature which is very prominent in his personality, that he was from Ashabi Sufa. And Ashabi Sufa are those Sahaba al-Kiram, they were destitute. They were not well off. And many of them were masakin and fuqara. And Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala was amongst those Ashabi Sufa. And there were certain times when the hunger would overpower and see abound upon the Sahaba al-Kiram alayhim ridwan, and especially on Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala. What would you explain in this regard?
Indeed, is one way. There were very testing times that they had to go through, and the patience that they observed, that leaves a beautiful lesson for us as well, that we should also be patient in our lives, and we should not complain about certain so-called difficulties, which are perhaps something that we create ourselves for ourselves. When we talk about Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu and his patience, that's also amazing. As many a times they would starve out of hunger. And there's a beautiful account where once Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he was in a severe state of hunger. But at the same time, a great miracle of the Prophet ﷺ also manifested through this account. So through this account, we'll see the patience of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, as well as a beautiful miracle of the Prophet ﷺ. So at the same time, we'll see the greatness of the slave and the master, both, alhamdulillah. So Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he states that, "By the Lord besides whom there is none worthy of worship, I would place my stomach on the ground and would tie stones on it out of hunger."
Allah.
This would be his state. So he says, "Once I sat down on the path where people would go out.
Jee.
And the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam passed by me as he saw me and understood my state after looking at my face." So he says that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said to me that, "O Abu Huraira," so I replied, "Labbaik ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam," and he said, "Come with me." So I followed the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam until he entered his blessed home. So I also sought permission and entered too. The Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he saw some milk in a bowl, and he asked that, "Where did this milk come from?" And the household, they replied, "That so-and-so sahabiya, they have sent as a gift for you." So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he said that, "O Abu Huraira," again Abu Huraira says, that I replied, "Labbaik." And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he said that, "Go and call the people of Sufa."
Subhanallah.
One bowl of milk, and the instructions are that, "Go and call the people of Sufa." Now, how many there were in total, inshallah, we'll find out that as well. So Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he says that the people of Sufa are the guests of Islam. They neither have houses nor any inclination towards family and wealth, nor do they rely on anyone for support. When the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam received any sadaqah, then he would send it to them and would not take anything from that sadaqah for himself. And when he alayhi salatu wasalam would receive a gift, then he alayhi salatu wasalam would send it to them and take some of it for himself as well. Now, Abu Huraira is saying that, "I was thinking to myself that this milk, this amount of milk would not suffice all the people of Sufa, and I was more deserving of drinking a few sips from it to gain some strength, to gain some energy. And when the people of Sufa come, the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam will tell me to present them with milk. In this case, it is very unlikely that I will receive even a few drops of milk."
Yeah.
However, he says that, "I had no choice but to obey Allah Almighty and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam." So he says that, "I went to call Ashabu Sufa to come in the court of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam." So he says that they came and sought permission from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam gave them the permission, and then they entered and sat down. Now the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said to me, "O Abu Huraira," again I replied, "Labbaik," and he alayhi salatu wasalam said that, "Take the bowl and give the milk to them." So Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu states that, "I took the bowl and I gave the bowl to one individual. He drank till his fill and then returned the bowl to me. This continued until I reached the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam," meaning all the companions, they had drank from the bowl, and now he had reached the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Now the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam took the bowl and placed it in his blessed hand, And then he looked towards me, smiled and said, Abu Huraira, Labbaik, I replied, he says. And then the Prophet ﷺ said that only me and you are left now.
Allah.
And I said, you've spoken the truth. Whereupon he ﷺ said, sit and drink. So I sat and began to drink the milk. He ﷺ continued to say that drink, I drank. He ﷺ said again, drink, drink more. And I drank until I said, no, by the one who sent you with the truth, it is not possible for me to drink anymore. I cannot drink anymore. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, give it to me. Thus I presented the bowl to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. He praised Allah Almighty, recited Bismillah and drank rest of the milk. And this narration Imam Bukhari rahimahullah mentions in Sahih Bukhari. And when we talk about the people of Suffa at this very occasion, who came in the court of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and drank one bowl of milk, the total number of this was 70.
Allah.
70 Sahaba, they came in the court of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and satiated their hunger, they drank to their fill from one bowl of milk, and then Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu also drank from it, and then the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam drank from it. This was the great miracle of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, which was manifested through this very account, where Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he was starving with hunger, his hunger was also removed, and this great miracle of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was also manifested.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. And Allah Azat rahmatullahi ta'ala, he mentions this account in one couplet. He says, Kyu janabe Abu Huraira kaisa tha wo jamishir jisse 70 sahibon ka
doodh
se muh phir gaya.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. My Islamic brothers, viewers of Madani Channel, this is great miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. At the same time, when we read the seerah of Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, that these people of like Sahaba Suffa and Abu Huraira radiallahu, they would not ask
Allah,
they would not do su'al. Right? This was their taqwa. Seerah Masbi, today we are talking about Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala and subhanallah, when it comes to respect Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, all Sahaba Ikram, they stand out and they would do everything, whatever they could do, when it came to do ta'zeem and taqeer of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, showing respect and reverence. But subhanallah, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala also stands out. Would you like to share something in this regard?
Subhanallah, the respect that Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu showed for the Prophet alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is matchless, Rizwanbi. And that makes us realize that it's not for any ordinary reason he has this rank and this station. His level of respect for the Prophet ﷺ was such that he wouldn't come before the Prophet ﷺ or shake hands with him if he was in need of purifying himself, if a shari'i ghusl was due upon him. It is stated that once he was going from a path and the Prophet ﷺ was also coming on the path, and he radiallahu anhu, instantly he went away, because he was in the need of performing shari'i bath at that very time. So he goes, takes a shari'i bath, and then comes back in the court of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he asked him that, oh Abu Huraira, where were you? And then he replied that I was in need of ghusl, and my heart did not deem it appropriate to visit the prophetic court in this state.
Allah.
This was the level of respect, Rizwan, that these individuals, these honorable sahaba, had for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And again, if you think about it, this very element of respect, was it taught by the Prophet ﷺ himself?
No.
Was there any verse in the Quran revealed where it was mentioned?
Particular way to do.
Indeed. So this shows us that how Sahaba alayhim wa ridwan, they respected the Prophet ﷺ, and they went to the extreme level in respecting and loving him, which of course falls within the boundaries of Sharia. How can they do something which is outside the boundaries of Sharia? It shows us that we should also respect the Prophet ﷺ and love him to the maximum extent. To the maximum extent, ensuring we stay within the bounds of Sharia, as we learn from the seerah of Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu.
MashaAllah. Respect viewers of Madani Channel. Now, inshallah azza wa jal, we will be taking one segment in our program, and that is words of wisdom. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Lives of the companions, radiallahu anhum.
Respect viewers, today, words of wisdom, what we've got for you is: accompanying the pious is better than performing good actions, and accompanying evil people is worse than committing sins. Khwaja Gharib Nawaz, rahmatullahi ta'ala. What a beautiful piece of advice for Sayyidina Masbah it is. Right? Having a company of pious, and how you can say detrimental effects one can face if he has company of evil people. So we should avoid bad people's company, and it is worse than committing sins. And we should adopt good people's company because it's better than performing good deeds.
Very comprehensive saying, only if we can understand it.
True.
Very comprehensive.
No doubt at all. Respectful of Madani Shell, today we're talking about the Zaat of Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala. And anything else would you like to share?
SubhanAllah. There's so much to talk about in the seerah of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. We talked about the respect element, how he would respect the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. If you move forward and see how he radiallahu anhu would love the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, which again is a prominent feature in the seerah of every companion. But again, there are certain companions who stand out in certain traits of theirs. And Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, because of the company of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, the knowledge that he acquired from the court of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, the love that he had for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was also second to none. And Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, his love for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was at such level that his happiness and sadness was dependent upon the happiness and sadness of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. If the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam would be happy, he would be joyful. If the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam would be a bit grieved, then he radiallahu anhu would also be saddened. This was the level of his own happiness and sadness. Everything of his was dependent upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. To the extent that once he said in the court of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam that, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when I see you, my heart becomes full of joys and my eyes feel coolness.
Allahu.
You can imagine, Rizwan bhai, this very statement of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, that it is of a firm belief that these personalities were at such a rank where they can't even think of uttering something which is untrue.
Yeah.
And in this very case where they're saying that my heart becomes full of joys when I see you, and my eyes feel coolness. Just imagine the element of love and respect and honor and reverence that they would possess for their master, the final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Their entire life, the essence of their happiness and sadness revolved around the happiness of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and the grief of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Who can imagine the level they possessed, and where can we find such examples from?
MashaAllah. Respectfully, today we are talking about Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, and we heard from Muballigh of Dawat Islami the level of his respect for Rasulullah, the love for Rasulullah he possessed sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Now it's time to include one segment in our program, and that is, did you know? Let's find out, did you know or not? Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Lives of the companions radiallahu
anhum. Yusuf al-Basbi, the very first question today for you, for me, and for viewers of Madani Shell. In which languages were the four famous books revealed by Allah Azza wa Jal?
SubhanAllah. Out of these four revealed books, Torah and Zabur were revealed in Hebrew, and Injil was in Suryani language, and the glorious Quran was revealed in Arabic language.
Right.
So your turn, Rizwan bhai. If anyone does not believe in any of these scriptures or books, what will be the ruling for him?
If anyone who does not believe in any of these Sahifas, scriptures or books, he will be charged with disbelief.
Allah.
Because it is disbelief to deny any of divinely revealed books or sahifas.
Allah.
Now, the third question is it necessary to believe in all the books and sahifas revealed by Allah Azza wa Jal?
Yes, all books and sahifas are true, and all are the word of Allah. It is necessary to believe in whatever has been mentioned in those books by Allah Almighty. It is also necessary to believe them to be true. Next question is one way is that, is it obligatory for us to act upon all the commandments mentioned in all the revealed books and sahifas?
No, it is not obligatory for us to act upon all the commandments mentioned in the all revealed books. In fact, acting upon the commandments of the glorious Quran only is obligatory for us.
SubhanAllah.
So these were a few questions we had from Yusuf Madani Sharon. I hope you must have increased your knowledge. Today we're talking about great personality, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala ends life and his love for Ahlul Bayt.
Subhanallah.
Allahu Akbar. That is also second to them, because these Sahaba Kiram, they were present in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. They got tarbiyah directly from Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. They learned Quran from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They heard ahadith, even they narrated ahadith. So they knew what is the maqam and status of Ahlul Bayt.
Indeed.
And what it means to love them. Their respect, their love is a means of a perfection of one's iman. And this is why we see that his love for Ahlul Bayt is also something that stands out. I would like to request you if you could please mention any narration in this regard.
Indeed, Rizwan, you beautifully mentioned by yourself that the perfection of faith depends upon the love of the Ahlul Bayt, and who would be more perfect in faith than the likes of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. There's a beautiful account which shows the immense love that Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu had for the Ahlul Bayt. So it is stated that once he radiallahu anhu met Sayyidina Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba radiallahu anhu,
okay,
and said that, "Show me that place where the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam kissed you."
Allah.
Allahu Akbar. So Hassan radiallahu anhu, he showed him that place, and then he radiallahu anhu also kissed him at that very place.
Subhanallah.
Look at the love and devotion of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, that he also wanted to express his devotion for the Ahlul Bayt in the same way as the Prophet ﷺ expressed his devotion for his grandchildren.
So where the blessed lips of Rasulullah ﷺ, or blessed feet of Rasulullah ﷺ, or blessed hands of Rasulullah would have touched, right? That place is also a sacred place, no doubt at all. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability to understand. Respective viewers of Madani Channel, now it's the time to include a final segment in our program. Let's include that, the final segment, which is Hadith of the Day. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Lives of the companions, radiyallahu anhum.
Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the mercy of the Rasul of Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was astounding. The Messenger of Allah was once resting on a journey. Ghawrath bin Harith then came and took the sword of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and removed it from its sheath, intending to martyr him. Now when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam awoke from his sleep, Ghawrath said, "O Muhammad, who can save you from me now?" Now, listen to the reply of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah. He replied by simply saying, "Allah." Ghawrath was overawed when he heard this, causing him to let go of the sword that he was holding. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then picked it up in his sacred hand and asked, "Who is there to save you from my hand now?" Ghawrath began to plead, saying, "Only you can save my life." The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah, again the mercy comes into happening, let him go and forgave him. After this incident, Ghawrath returned to his nation and said, "O people, I have returned after meeting with such a person who is the best of all humans on earth." Dear viewers of Madani Channel, these incidents highlight how our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would treat everyone, every single person from child to adults, with love and compassion, as well as not become angry with anyone due to personal reasons. No matter how personal anything got, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was always kind. But when the boundaries of Sharia were breached in front of him and the divine laws were disregarded, signs of anger would become visible upon his noble forehead. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, anything personal to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not matter to him. But when the boundaries of Sharia were disregarded, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would get really, really angry. We must take care and all do good deeds and please the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our sins for his sake. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Lives of the companions, radiyallahu anhum.
Respected viewers of Madani Channel, beautiful hadith we heard. Allahu Akbar, the conduct of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. A person who came to take the life of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Allahu Akbar. But when, subhanallah, Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam was in control to take his life, how did he behave? Allahu Akbar. He forgave that person. What a beautiful akhlaq of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to follow the footsteps of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. While we were talking about today, Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala, and great personality, Sahabi Rasul from Ashabi Sufa, and the one who has the honor of narrating the most hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. He's amongst those Sahaba, those they have narrated the most number of ahadith. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability to follow the footsteps of Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Inshallah, his personality is great. There is so much he has left behind as a legacy. We can learn much more about this great personality. Keep watching Madani Channel. That's all for today. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Lives of the companions, radiyallahu anhum. Lives of the companions, radiyallahu anhum.